Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Our guest this morning is the chief of Little Dixie Fire Protection District, Bill Albus. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here. I've never had you on Meet the Community before. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your family to start off with, if you will.
Well, I was born and raised here in Mexico. Started my career in the fire service in 78 with Little Dixie Fire. Been there ever since as a volunteer. Up until a little over 5 years ago, I became the full-time chief. And while I was with Little Dixie, I was also spent 29 years as a bomb and arson investigator for the state fire marshal's office. So been around quite a bit.
Absolutely. Have you ever lived anywhere else besides Mexico?
All in Mexico.
Born
and bred here. So.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your folks and, you know, kind of the things that that you did as a kid here in Mexico. Of course, you went to the school district here, I'm sure.
Yeah, I went to Mexico High School, graduated, went to St. Brendan's for 8 years prior to that. So, yeah.
What did your mom and dad do for a living?
Mom worked at Westlakes for like 37 years in Dad sold insurance.
So. Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit about, did you go to college after you graduated, or did you just go right into the workforce?
I just went into the workforce, but then I took a lot of classes through the University of Missouri. I've graduated from the Fire Academy, National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg, Maryland, National Law Enforcement Academy in Glencoe, Georgia. So I've been around quite a bit.
So I'm interested because you said you were with the state fire marshal's office before you became the chief of Little Dixie. Talk to us a little bit about your job there and kind of some of the things that you did, if you will.
Well, we were on call quite a bit and just get called out to investigate fires, explosions, bombings, stuff like that. So it was real interesting.
I can imagine. How long does it take generally for an investigation to be complete? I'm sure it depends on how big the fire is and some other factors, but kind of take us, you know, through some of those things that you have to do for an investigation.
Well, you start on the outside and look around the outside of the scene and then work your way in and work from least amount of damage to most amount of damage. That's where you usually locate your origin and cause.
Sure. And about how long does it take for a report like that to get done generally?
Usually you can get in a day if it's just a normal house fire. Sometimes it takes a little longer. Business fires, of course, takes longer than that. So, and then, of course, we get into homicide investigations because somebody died and was killed in the fire.
Sure. Were you always interested in going into this line of work whenever you were growing up? Is it something that you always thought you might do?
Yes. And then I worked for Mexico Public Safety for just not quite 9 years, so. Prior to going to the state.
Who was the chief whenever you were working at public safety?
Don Boley.
Don Boley. Okay. There's a name from the past for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take our first break here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Little Dixie this morning. We're speaking with Chief Bill Albus on Meet the Community this morning, AM 1340 KXEO.